Hey guys, we're back here on Hoops Hype, and today I'm going to do a little talk about possibly the greatest discussion of all time in sports. Who is the GOAT in the NBA? So, I'm just going to tell you that in the NFL and the MLB, you can't really discuss who's the GOAT. You might be able to in hockey, but it's not as big a discussion as the NBA. In the MLB, there's pitchers, and you can't really compare a pitcher to a hitter. So you can decide who's the best hitter of all time, who's the best, you know, thrower of all time, who's the best fielder of all time, but you can't do that. And you can't pick the greatest of all time in the NFL at all, because there's so many different positions. There's defense and offense. You never know. If they did everything, because in NBA, all players play defense and offense. So you can actually discuss who's the best of all time. So I'm just going to give you a few of who I think would be the top three, and that's what I'm going to discuss today. LeBron James, obviously. Actually, I'm going to give you the top five. I'm going to give you LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So, I am going to start with Bill Russell. He's a guy who I think should be eliminated first, but I'm going to break him down first. So, Bill Russell, he's never been standing out statistically, except for his rebounds, where he averaged about 19 or 20 rebounds per game for his whole career. And he had a decent career statistically, was never a scorer, but he was a five-time MVP. He was never a scorer, though, because he averaged only 15 points per game for his career. Most he ever scored was like 39 in the game. And I'm just going to tell you this. One of the guys, Wilt Chamberlain, averaged 50 points per game. So that's why he's made it into my top three so far. But I'm not going to discuss that yet until I break down every player. So Bill Russell, he has won 11 championships. And it's insanely good if you really, really know what I mean. Because Bill Russell, he's a crazy player. He's one of those guys who don't show much statistically. But if you go back and flip to the 50s, and then you go out there and watch him, he dominates the floor defensively. No one ever knows how much blocks he averaged. But I'm just going to say it here. Bill Russell is the best defender of all time. He might have even averaged, if we got to flip back into the record book and take a look at every one of his tapes of his games, and we averaged how many blocks per game he would have, well, he would probably have had like a season with like, you know, 7 blocks per game. I know it sounds kind of insane, but he would definitely be the holder of the record for most blocks in a game. So I would say he's a great defender. And he's now, I think I'm going to talk about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And I think I'm going to talk about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's the he won 6 MVPs. Six is a pretty big number, if you know what I mean. And he's played in the most career All-Star games. He's played in, I think he played in 19 out of 20 years in his career. So there's only one season in his whole career where he didn't play in an All-Star game. So that's a pretty insane number. And I don't know. I feel like he holds another record. I just don't have that one down. But he did average 35 points per game in a single season, which is a pretty insane number. I think he averaged like 16 rebounds in that same season, which that is completely insane. And this is how he got his points. The favorite skyhook. He's got the beautifulest skyhook ever seen in the NBA. I would say that. His skyhook is so pretty. It was literally unblockable. He would just rise up, flick it over his head, and a lot of the time, it would go in, I would say, like 60%. So that's why he was a very high field goal shooter for his career, because every time he could just, you know, rise up and then flick it over his head, and it would go in most of the time. So, and it was unblockable. It wasn't like you could stop it because, you know, he's 7'2", and then his shot goes way over his head. So not even one of the tallest defenders could have blocked it. Not many people that are 7 feet tall and can block a shot that's going up, you know, say 8 feet high in the sky, 8 feet, 8'5". So he could, you know, jump up because he had a high vertical and get it way over his head. And his hand would almost be over the basket. And then he could just put it in because he barely even had to shoot it. He just had to kind of flick it with his hand, push it with his hand. And it went in because, you know, he just had that insane ability to, you know, get up, shoot it, and it was literally unblockable. So that's one of the reasons why he was probably the fourth best player of all time. So now I'm getting down to the big three. LeBron, MJ, and I'm going to say Wilt Chamberlain. So Wilt Chamberlain, Wilt the Stilt, hashtag. Wilt the Stilt, he averaged, I'm going to say Zach, hanging around that three, because he averaged 50 points per game for a whole season. 50 points. Just imagine, 50 points is something that barely ever happens to an NBA player in their whole career. Averaging that for a whole season, 82 different games, including 100 points in 48 minutes. That's literally one of the most insane amounts scored of all time. So 50 points per game, 50.1 to be exact, and 100 points for a whole season. I think he averaged like 28 rebounds the whole same season. Plus, this is a record even more insane than I would say his 100 points. He grabbed 55 rebounds in one single game. So he's got some of the top stats of all time. And he's the only player to have a 20-20-20 triple-double. The only reason he averaged only 30 points for his career, because they could never win a championship. So they asked him, hey, can you, you know, because the game plan at first was, you know, just get it to Wilt and let him score and get out of the way. That's what the game plan was. And after another season losing to Bill Russell and the Celtics, they fired that coach. And then he had the lowest amount of points per game in his career, 24 points per game, but he averaged 7 assists per game. And then the whole team went around and decided to score. And he ended up leading the league in assists per game, even though it wasn't a very high amount. I think he still was able to find the open teammate. I'm not sure if it was 7, 8, or 9, but I think it might have been 9. He averaged about 9 assists per game, leading the league. And the whole team won the championship. And that was one of the only seasons of Bill Russell's career where he did not win the championship. He played a 13-year career. that was only one season where he lost a championship. And the other time it went to, like, the Hawks because he got traded for Bill Hagen and it was some other guy. I think it was I gotta look it up, but it was Bill Hagen and another guy, and all three were Hall of Famers. They went to the Hawks. They won the championship, but they were probably like the 50th and 80th best players of all time. Bill Hagen was probably like 50th. Because those guys never really were insanely good. Plus, I think they added Bob Pettit, so that made the team extremely good. But they still, Bill Russell still beat them, and they added, like, I don't know what the exact number is, but it was like 8 or 9 more Hall of Famers. It was like the Warriors from the past, but they had a literal super team, and it was like, you know, they were unstoppable, and then it was basically like an extreme feat in the playoffs to actually beat the Warriors. That's why I think the Rockets might have a chance to be in it this season. I think it could be either. I think it's going to be Warriors-Celtics, but I think it could go to the Rockets also. It could be one of the most awesome series because I've always liked the three-point shot. And both teams, the Rockets and the Celtics, expressed that three-point shot well. The best, most fun series to watch, though, would be the Rockets and the 76ers. Because those are probably, in my opinion, the best three-point shooting teams. Because they have every player that can shoot a three. So that would be a really, really exciting series to watch. And I think, personally, Ben Simmons is going to highly improve his three-point shot. He'll shoot like 30% from 3 points, I mean from the three-pointer, this season. And now I'm going to get to who I think is number two, Michael Jordan. And I'm not going to go to conclusions right away. I'm going to talk about both players, and then I will decide who I think is the GOAT. I'm not going to go for LeBron yet, but I'm going to go between Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Now, look, the way I talked about it, it sounds like he's the best of all time, but he made a huge impact on the NBA, but the best players have championships, and Wilt only got one of those, and that's the reason why he's sitting at three. Maybe played one of the best careers of all time. And if Bill Russell and the Celtics weren't around, he probably would have won about 5 championships. But the amount of championships LeBron has won, 4, and Jordan has won 5, I still think that they played better careers. So I'm just saying Wilt sitting at the 3 spot for me. And so I'm going to talk about Jordan first. Jordan, his favorite move, one of the most classic moves of all time, the fadeaway. His shot, his fadeaway, it was a classic move because, you know, he would dribble him back and then he would, you know, fade away from that spot. And he could get up his shot, even though usually the post faders are like the guys that can get their shot above guys, like big men like Charles Barkley and LeBron James and some other bigger guys in this league loved to post up and shoot that fadeaway. But I think still Michael Jordan was probably one of the best, if not the best, post scorer of all time. That was one of the best moves. And also, I loved his move where he dribbled to the side just inside the free throw line. He clutched his legs up and then he'd shoot it. He gets so high up where you couldn't block it. So it was like Kareem Skyhook. It was probably one of the second highest shots of all time. where he jumped up and clutched his legs. So, and he would, you know, it was almost like he could jump over a seven-footer. And one of the funniest moves of all time. So when he dunked on 6-foot John Stockton, a fan yelled, "Pick on someone your own size." And then he goes over and dunks on a 7-footer, and then he goes back to the fan and says, "That good enough?" And it was probably one of the funniest things of all time. And Jordan could dunk on basically everyone. I'm wearing a Jordan shirt right now. But he was probably one of the best dunkers of all time. Well, if not the best dunker of all time. So he could jump over pretty much everyone and slam it down. The only two guys that have something to say for that, I mean, the only three guys that really have something to say for that are Dominique Wilkins, you know, Dr. J, and, like, Vince Carter and stuff like that. I would say that even LeBron is probably one of the best dunkers of all time. He might have something to say for it, but I don't think he is. So he could probably be sitting there at the 5 spot. So I would say that Jordan is definitely still in this. But before I come to conclusions, I'm going to talk about LeBron. So LeBron James, you know, we all know who LeBron is. He is the best. He might be the only guy. Him and Charles Barkley are the only guy that have something to say for Michael Jordan being the best fadeaway shooter of all time. LeBron, if he wants to shoot something, if he wants to, you know, get a shot off, he'll get it off, because anytime he's hot, you don't see him really drive to the rim. He'll do that if he's cold. If he's hot, he'll be posting them up, fading them away, heavily contested shots. Oh, and I forgot to mention Kobe Bryant. He has something to say for that also. But I think he missed too many of those to say he's one of the greatest, because Kobe Bryant, he's missed the most shots of all time. He's taken the most shots of all time. So, because Kobe Bryant, you can't call him a ball hog, but he would shoot a little too often. But if he wanted to have a good game, he would have a good game. But not because he was shooting well. I mean, if he wanted to have a good game and he did happen to shoot well, lucky him, what a coincidence. But he would have a good game because he would shoot it too much, and that's why he's not up on my top 5 list. So I'm going to say LeBron James or Michael Jordan are one of the best fadeaway shooters of all time. If not Charles Barkley, I don't know about that. It's kind of tough to decide, but I think it would go to one of those guys. So I am just going to put up something right here. LeBron James, he could dunk it. He could do everything. He could shoot a 3-pointer better than, you know, Michael Jordan. But he was a better playoff performer. So I'm just going to put it up right here. LeBron James, he just beat Michael Jordan. The only reason he doesn't have more championships is because, you know, he's never been on a truly great team except for, you know, when he was on the Heat with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. That was when he won 3 of his championships. And the only time he led the Cleveland Cavaliers before Kevin Love to a finals. He might have lost it to the Spurs, one of the Heat's greatest rivals, when LeBron was on there. And he might have lost a second championship, and people were kind of doubting that he was real championship material. Well, he changed that in 2012 and 2013. I think he's only won 2 there, but I feel like he's won 4 championships, so I'll have to keep digging if I want to say that. But I'm just going to put up something here. LeBron James, he's got so much stuff that's better than, you know, Michael Jordan, that even though I gotta say, Michael Jordan might have been in, Michael Jordan was in less playoff appearances, so, I mean, he scored less points, but LeBron, he's one of those guys where if he wanted to have a big game, he would. But I just think Michael Jordan was only a better regular season performer. And that's why I'm saying LeBron James is the GOAT of all time. The GOATest of all time. That's what I'm going to say. Call it the greatest of all time. That's what I'm going to say. But I might, I don't know how I'm going to say it. But LeBron, I like saying this. LeBron is officially the GOATest of all time. All right. So, you know, thank you guys for listening. I'm sorry I haven't been making podcasts recently. I just, you know, my sister made a new podcast, and I'm trying to help her out with that. But thank you guys so much for listening. This is Hoops Hype signing out. Wait, forgot to mention one more thing. If you are a kid right now, and you're just getting into middle school, my best friend, Dayton Rhodes, also Caden. Caden's in this one, but my best friend, Dayton Rhodes, he is making a podcast. If you're just getting into middle school and you want to know what some tips are, if your children is getting prepared for it or is just in it, well, Dayton and I, we've made two so far. I don't know if Dayton's made any other ones, but we made some podcasts to help you guys with that. If your children's, you know, getting bullied or doesn't know who to hang out with, stuff like that. So, and he's going to also talk about some basketball, but it's mostly going to be game stuff. But it is called The Awesome Things About Life. I know it's kind of, but he said it was an interesting name. He said that's what he wanted to call it. So, yeah, I liked it. I liked how he really knew what he was doing, even though it was like his first podcast. So, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is Hoops Hype signing out now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.